There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Seven after the hour, this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by Common Sense. We all have it. Jennifer's got it. Kenny's got it. I got it. Richie's got it. Cars. Cat talk. All right, so in car news, Raul Castro has put the brakes on closer U.S.-Cuban ties. Get it, Jennifer?
I get it. Get it, the brakes.
Brakes.
I see.
Get it. You see what I did, Kenny?
Yep.
Pretty spectacular, huh?
And then the car song goes away. That's it.
That's it. Raul Castro is the president, del presidente.
So you're not kidding? This
Cuba.
Is why we had a car song? So
well,
we put the brakes on. Welcome to the Good Day Show, everybody.
I'm trying to give you ideas on what to do later on your own Los Angeles
okay.
program. I'm trying
Thank
to teach you,
I'm gonna
how to do radio a la 2015. Actually, we do have some car news, but I thought I would start with the Presidente, El Presidente of Cuba.
Yes.
Says normal relations depend on a series of American concessions. Yeah, we're tough here in Cuba. We're going to get you, guys. We're going to get you down on your knees. You want to do business with us. So they want to get the return of Guantanamo. They want Gitmo back. Castro wants Guantanamo. You can. It was supposed to be closed 5 minutes after President Obama took office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah, so, he's going home. Shut it down and go
Okay,
home.
So how much do you want to pay us for it? Raul, cough up some dough and you can have it. Why would
Make
we put
it
the
into
money in the
Disneyland.
General, exactly. That's a good
yeah,
idea.
We have a water ride. It's called waterboarding.
We have lots of experience with a water ride at Gitmo. Anyway, the base is not likely to return anytime soon, but we can talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. Talk. All right. So, Ford has announced it's recalling the Taurus and the other models that are just like the Taurus because...
Is there not a Taurus anymore?
Is there a Taurus?
No, there is. I mean, do a lot of people buy the Taurus? I don't see a lot of them anymore.
No. Well, there's 200
everywhere. Remember?
Yeah, there's 220,000 of them on the recall list, and also they have a problem with the delivery vans, that sort of thing. So the defects. I'm trying to figure out what 204,000 Ford Taurus Lincoln MKSs. That's their new fancy model, right?
Fancy schmancy. Yeah.
Right. And the
say anything about a 1970 Club Wagon?
No. Doesn't say anybody. No,
safe.
I know that's what you still have.
That's the CRM.
Right, the CRM van is 1974.
But I'm fairly certain there is a homeless person squatting in the back of and we don't know.
So, the house that I have in Santa Monica, there's a guy who's been parking there for years. I've had this house, I think, what, 7 or 8 years? And across the street, there's a white Ford van every night. The guy's a surfer dude.
Yeah,
and he sleeps in the van, and then he gets up in the morning at first light and goes down and surfs for a couple of hours, and then he goes to work.
I'm surprised I haven't dated him yet.
And, well, you can come on over.
I haven't dated somebody that lives in a van yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be on my bucket list.
You need to be doing that. So anyway, the problem is faulty interior door handles that fall off in your hand.
Oh, that's
There's a spring that becomes unseated inside the doors. The door can unlatch. As you're going down the highway, you either can't open it or it opens on its own.
Comforting, isn't it?
So buy a Ford.
Which one's better?
And get lots of fresh air. That's what you need to do.
You want to be trapped or sucked out of your car going down the freeway.
Let's see here. Other car news. Looks like FCAUS, which is what Chrysler is, now belongs
to the
Italians.
On the radio?
FCAUS.
Oh.
So it's called the company. FCAUS. The big Super Bowl surprise is going to be hatched, apparently. There was an ad a couple of years ago from M&M. You remember that for Chrysler? Super Bowl? They have a commercial in the Super Bowl. Every year they're among the top-ranked ads. They have they've reshaped their business. I think the Chrysler product today is quite a good product. When I rent cars, I always try to rent a 200 or 300 Chrysler or a Dodge. No, they're good. The Dodge vans, the Ram trucks, I think, are the best part of the line, Frank. I think they're making a great truck as opposed to what General Motors. Okay, so Ford and General Motors have their problems. Here's equal opportunity. Ford's got a problem. Now GM has a problem. Because of the death toll from the defective ignition switches, this past week, another person was killed, according to the GM. Another person wasn't killed. Another person who had died as a result of the ignition switch problem has come forth. The family came forth. They're making $400 million available. That total could go to $600 million because of the victims. $1 million a piece to $10 million a piece, depending on what happened. So that's a very costly mistake for them. Doesn't make them look good. All right, so I've taken on Ford, General Motors, talked about Chrysler. Time for a shot from Toyota, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a hydrogen fuel cell car. Not on sale yet, but people are ordering. There are 16,000 of these already ordered. The car is called a Mirai, M-I-R-A-I. 16,000 orders. They'll lease for $599 a month. That's a lot of money for a Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the heck are they doing? Hydrogen fuel cells that expensive?
What, the door handles stay on or something?
Yeah, right. What do you want for $599 a month? All right, one other item here. Over 250 million connected cars with automatic features hitting the roads in the next 5 years. Let's see. In-vehicle infotainment, just what you need. Infotainment while you're driving.
I do, actually.
Wi-Fi connectivity.
Yeah, so you can do your emails while you're on the road.
Internet of Things, whenever we figure out what the heck that is.
Yeah, sounds fun.
The increased consumption and creation of digital content are needed in our newer vehicles. So there'll be 250 million cars connected to all this stuff by 2020. Huh? Well, who's going to drive the car? I thought it was dangerous. You think by then it's going to drive itself? So you can have all these things, huh? I'm thinking of when the Dodge van first had a DVD player in the back seat. I thought that was pretty outrageous. Even though you can't see it as the driver, you're sure it's going to be, what, when the kids are watching something, you don't like what they're watching, something happens, you're going to pay attention to that now you're driving, right?
You put in the DVD, though.
Well, hopefully.
And it distracts your children so that they're not screaming and throwing peanuts at your head.
Well, what happened to having the children do what you tell them to do? Sorry, Johnny, sit back in the back seat, or you won't be able to do what today?
It doesn't work like that anymore.
Why?
Parents, oh, my gosh. I don't think I told you about this. I went to the bathroom the other day. Story starts there. Out with my mom, and we'd gone to lunch at the corner bakery. And so I go into the bathroom before we're going to go shopping. And there's two stalls. I go into one, and I can hear the mother who's in there with her kid pleading, begging. I know you're feeling frustrated, but if you could just finish going to the restroom, there are other people that need to use the stall. This woman was in there for a long time, negotiating with her child to go to the bathroom and to stop crying. I'd be like, kid, pull your pants up and get out of here. I mean, we're like, come on, you know, just go to the bathroom or go. She's like, we can go outside and talk about your feelings where we have more space, but this isn't the place to talk about how you're feeling frustrated. I mean, jeez. This poor woman.
Well, she's trying to get the kid to poop?
Yes. Because the kid's screaming on the toilet. Obviously, it needs some castor oil. So I'm just saying. Uh-huh. She's begging this kid to finish up and get out. And the kid's screaming.
Ugh. All right. Other food news in the next half hour of the Good Day program, along with Jennifer's television report. Nominate a young volunteer, speaking of children, for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations are being accepted through March 13th. You can visit KohlsKids.com, K-O-H-L, apostrophe S, kids.com for details. And if you'd like to nominate a child, do it there. Kids, KohlsKids.com for a volunteer. Nominate some youngster who's done a great thing for some family or the community, and he or she might get a $10,000 scholarship through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Check it out at kohlskids.com.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Hi, 19 at the hour, Doug Steffen, bumper snicker time. There are 3 kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Hi. So, Kenny,
yes.
Would you care to explain how the internet?
Because I might need some help.
Really? Come on. What about the Internet of Things? What do we need to know about the Internet of Things?
The Internet of Things is what they're calling the connections made between our smart devices. As this grows and you have a smart house and you use your phone to start to change the thermostat and to turn on your oven and turn on your washer and dryer, all of that and operate your car, all of that is being called now under it's all under the umbrella of the Internet of Things.
Really? I have a smart girlfriend, so I don't need any of that stuff.
Right.
Right? I'm all set. Next!
And you're a smart guy for saying you have a smart woman. That's
well, I do have a really smart. I do have a very smart woman, and that's what makes it kind of fun, actually. Challenging, too. It's fun. 21 after on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Alright, let's get to some musical history here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. January 30th, 1969, the Beatles staged an impromptu concert on top of the Apple headquarters in London.
Oh, cool.
And it turned out to be the Beatles' last public performance. What we have here in the next 3-4 minutes, a rap, if you will, a musical montage of the music that actually was performed by them as they get together for the last time, starting with Get Back. Commentary that's necessary for this? I don't see any reason to talk.
Well, yes.
What?
The Beatles are an amazing band, and we've talked about the story of the philosophy of 10,000 hours. When you do something for 10,000 hours, you are considered an expert. It is that point when you become an expert of something. And the Beatles, when they were young and before they became big, performed at these German strip bars where they would just play for 7, 8, 9, 10 hours in a row. It's all-nighters for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. They would go there and spend 3 months there and just work 10 hours a day for 3 months, 7 days a week. And they did that for years, for like 4, 5, 6 years. And they got to that 10,000 hours point. And that is why in, 1964, when they hit the big scene, these guys were professionals. They were experts. They knew what they were doing. And it just, when you listen to their stuff, I used to listen to their BBC sessions, which is all live stuff when they go into the BBC studios. It's amazing. It is great. And if you don't have the BBC recordings of the Beatles, it is absolutely something that should be on your record catalog.
We're celebrating the last performance of the Beatles publicly together on the roof of Apple Records in London, 1969, when they were all together picking up their last check.
Move it's the kind of stuff you get on the BBC album.
Yeah.
Just songs that you don't know. And
God, these are not the big pop hits.
Well, or they're cover tunes. Like, this is an old blues cover tune type thing. And
how many songs do you think they recorded in their career over those 9 years that they were together? What, 9, 10 years they were together?
Yeah, it, had to be. It had to be 1,000 songs.
This is like that weekend show that is... there are 2 Beatles shows, I think. Breakfast with the Beatles and Beatles Brunch or something. The 2 syndicated shows that they are. Like the Frank Sinatra syndicated shows, the Elvis syndicated shows. This always gets great ratings on the radio station, the Beatles.
I'm always doing 240 songs.
Really?
That they recorded.
I found that hard.
It seems to me... when you listen to all of their albums, there's so much stuff.
Well, I mean, how many different albums are there? There have got to be dozens of albums, aren't there?
How many albums did they record and release versus how many songs did they record and then were later released?
Uh-huh.
And that's where, like, the BBC stuff comes out.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, I thought it would be nice to highlight this event, because there are so many of us who are Beatles fans, it matters how old you are.
Yeah, I'm seeing 240 songs.
One of the few things that you can mention to people of all ages that they'll pretty much acknowledge and know something about, music from the Beatles. So, at any rate, this is worth a moment or two of our time. I think a lot of reminiscing going on now. The concert, last appearance of the Beatles this day, 1969. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
About getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Good day, time is 33 after the hour. You're listening to a recap, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, a rehash. Oh, that sounds kind of negative. An overview of what you need to know today. Jennifer Horn is here, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. So let's see what's going on the Israeli-Lebanese border. Officials say that they have received a message from Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite movement backed by Iran, Hezbollah, moving away from further violence. There was a deadly clash. It's been really messy there, and we haven't paid much attention to it because I don't really see that it serves us a lot to talk about what's going on over there. I don't get it. I don't. Even if you're... I haven't been very fond of Israel. I've been there four times. I love Israeli people in the country. I'm not Jewish, but I find it historically. I'm very interested in political science and history and find it to be, it's just captivating to walk through the streets of the old city and realize what has happened there historically. It's a fascinating, fascinating place. But yet, because it's the seat of all the major religions and we can't seem to get along with one another, I mean, the whole history of the planet is a study in how we can't get along. That's really it, right? People can't figure out how to get along. You can't get along with your family. You can't get along with your boss. You can't get along with we can't seem to figure out how to get along, period. Anyway, so that's sort of, things are quieting down a little bit. Prime Minister Netanyahu, I always love saying that. Prime Minister Netanyahu accepted an invitation from Republican leaders to speak to Congress in March, you know that. Didn't consult the administration. And the administration said, we don't like that.
Yeah. We're and mad.
Right.
We're not going to talk to
him. Yeah, but we're not going to get along.
Our idea.
Long as we're in the... What?
I was going to say, well, it has been policy in America that we don't have leaders within a certain amount of time from when their elections are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this falls in, because there are
elections in Israel
in March.
Right. Yeah. All right. So is this aimed? Is it up yours to Obama?
But it's also a way for Netanyahu to raise money in America.
Yeah.
For his campaign. He has much support. He's like, he went to school here. When you meet, I have spent some time with him, and conversationally, I could, it's having a conversation with Kenny. He is very, very literate. He is extremely, a very strong presence. The guy has anybody who, you know, in that league, in that part of the world, or here, any place where you become leader, like whether you're Vlad the Bad or the Prime Minister of England, who's a little kind of wimpy, actually, but you know what I'm saying. In order to get to that point, you've got to be fairly dramatic. And Netanyahu is that. He has a very strong presence. Anyway, so, but he's, make no mistake about it, even though this is not yours to Obama, Netanyahu wants to raise money for his campaign. That's why he's coming over here. Very, the conservative Jewish groups in this country love him. They love this guy, and they'll throw a lot of money in his direction. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. You think it's different over there than it is here? Not really. The Islamic State releasing new audio, I'm talking about ISIS, in which a Japanese hostage says Jordan needs to present an Iraqi prisoner at the Turkish border by sunset their time today, which is got to be only a couple of hours away. If not, a second hostage, a Jordanian pilot who's now surfaced, will be killed in the same old way. Okay, California, here we come. 70 high school students who have not been immunized for measles banned for classes today in Palm Desert. Separately, the father of a six-year-old boy with leukemia has asked his San Francisco area district to keep unvaccinated children out of the school there. What do you think of that? If you lived in a district, a father of a six-year-old boy who asked the school department to keep children away from school who are unvaccinated, what do you do with that?
You know what? I have to say that I don't blame him. I am so against these people that aren't vaccinating now. I think it is so irresponsible.
Well, for stuff like this. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. For the measles, for all of this stuff.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's the food for thought part of this, though. Think about it and what you would do in your own. If this was you, how would you handle a situation like that? Would you do what that father did? Or would you say, oh, I understand? Some parents would put the children either in a private school or tutorial, homeschool, whatever. But this is going to be a dramatic event. And the boy's only 6 years old. Leukemia is any cancer, any disease comes about as a result of inflammation. Inflammation comes about as a result of immune deficiencies. What does Jack Stockwell say? You don't have a strong gut, you're not going to be healthy. Anyway, I think there's an interesting, really interesting conversation to be had there. A prominent environmental policy group says today that turning plant matter into liquid fuel or electricity is so inefficient, the strategy used in the fight against global warming ought to be reconsidered. This is an environmental policy group that says biofuels basically stop doing it. And they're the ones who got all the money into the programs that supported during the Bush administration the emergence of biofuels. Became a big, big business. Still is. Using corn and other things to create energy. It costs more to produce it, especially now that the price has gone way down. Then, you know, it's another wackadoodle way of people who are moderately to mostly clueless. So you've got subsidies going everywhere for the oil industry, oil business. So subsidize this to a point where it's at least the same price as regular diesel fuel. Is that outlandish? Diesel fuel now is about $2.90 a gallon, roughly. The equivalent amount of biofuel is about a buck higher than that. So who's going to buy biofuel unless you're an environmental wacko? You're not going to buy, or I'm not considering myself a wacko. I'd like to think I'm environmentally responsible. I won't pay a dollar more for that stuff. I won't. I burn, in the good weather months, I burn old cooking oil anyway. And so it doesn't make me, I mean, I'm not contributing to anything except the smell of French fries going up and down the road. That's where people, when I drive by in my tractor, they go, what's that smell? The smell is fish and chips. That's what it is. I go down the road and it's just like I've had a meal. I just had fish and chips. When my tractor goes by, you'd think that I just stopped at an Arthur Treacher's. Does anybody even remember what Arthur? I probably shouldn't bring that up.
I remember Arthur Treacher.
What's a good fish and chip joint anymore? They still have Long John Silver's. H. Salt?
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. While we're on in the petroleum area, I exercise every opportunity I can to take a shot at the Exxon Mobil Corporation because they are evildoers. I'm convinced, and even more convinced, I think that we need to produce our own oil. I just don't like these guys because they're big, pushy jerks. And here's the best example of it. Remember back in 1990, or it was actually 1989, when the Exxon Valdez went aground off the coast of Alaska? Remember that? The Exxon Valdez. How many people remember what the skipper's name was? Raise your hands.
Don't. I do not.
Remember Kenny?
Oh, I used to. I can't quite get it.
Joseph Hazelwood.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? Went on trial in Anchorage on this day in 1990, about a year after the event. Charges stemming from the oil spill. He was acquitted of all the major charges, convicted of a misdemeanor. I believe there were the same charges leveled against him that he'd been schnapping it up a little. Before, it was the same kind of thing. Well, it wasn't. Yeah. The cruise ship that went aground in Italy, the captain had a couple of schnapps, and he was trying to impress his girlfriend. I'm not sure that Hazel was trying to impress his girlfriend, but he had a couple of pops before all of this happened. Anyway, so it did $6 billion worth of damage to the coast of Alaska. And so the Environmental Protection Agency said they had to pay for that. Exxon said, no, we don't, and we won't. And to this point, this day, the Exxon Corporation has never paid one penny of the fines leveled against it 20-some-odd years ago. Instead, they have spent $6 billion plus in legal expenses to defend themselves against this, and all of that is tax-deductible. So they never paid the fine, which would not have been tax-deductible, but they fought it in court. And they have $6 billion worth of tax-deductible expenses, and nobody's ever gotten a penny out of the Exxon Corporation for the Exxon Valdez. How do you like that? And I'm happy to take a shot, as I said, anytime there's a reference to that story, they deserve every bit of bad publicity they get. Meanwhile, I never buy gas at Mobil. Many of you will say, oh, I wonder if I should stop. When you go by the Mobil station, just think about that for a minute and keep going to the Hess station or go to the Gulf station or go to the local station if you can find one. How's that, Jennifer? Did I get them or not?
I like it. It gets them.
You weren't paying attention at all. What were you doing? Come on. What were you doing when I
just... It's a little delay, Dougie.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Truly.
Huh? All right, anyway, in a moment, Jen is going to take on the day's television news. It's up next here on the Good Day program.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
It is television time on the Good Day program. Let's see the Braverman family dealing with the circle of life on TV, the wedding of Sarah and the health of Zeke, who's played by Craig T. Nelson. You ever watch that Parenthood show?
What is it called? A Parenthood? No, yeah. But it's ending, I hear. So,
right.
I mean, it's getting good now,
it's
right?
It's over, right. Yeah, it's over tonight, as a matter of fact. 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC, which is, by the way, doing fairly well in the ratings in these, they call it the coveted. Isn't you love that? The coveted
demographic.
Demographic, yeah. The coveted 18 to 49 demographic, because it shows like Blacklist, things like that. All right, so what else have you got, Jen?
Well, ABC in the news, they have picked up four more pilots for next year's 2015-16 season, plus a new drama from, like, the queen of ABC, Shonda Rhimes. She's already got Grey's Anatomy scandal, How to Get Away with Murder on the network, yeah. Mm. And now she's got a new show called The Catch. It follows a female forensic accountant whose career specialty is exposing fraud for a living. So she'll have that strong woman character again, which she does really well. Mm. Pilots executive produced by Shonda Rhimes. They also ordered another drama pilot called Broad Squad from Gossip Girl creators Stephanie Savage and Josh Schwartz. They're inspired by true stories, and they follow the first four women to graduate from Boston's Police Academy in 1978. Yeah, I think that's kind of a cool thing. They also ordered two comedy pilots. One we've talked about already this week, Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo starring in Chev and Bev,
right,
about baby boomers. And then they also have the United Dan Savage Project. Don't know what that is. But it's about Dan Savage, who's a columnist, his real life experiences, and it's all comedy, loosely based on this guy's life.
Huh.
Kim Kardashian is speaking out, and the promotion wheels are on. The Kardashian family is so funny.
Just like
they know how to promote
when
anything.
Kim Kardashian speaks, everybody
right.
else listens. That's
the world listens.
Of course they do.
Well, you know, a new season, I think season 10, if you can believe it, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is getting ready to premiere. And in it, they're going to follow the storyline of Bruce Jenner, who has been in the tabloids a lot lately. The tabloids speculate he's trying to convert to become a woman.
Great.
And so they're promoting this journey that he's on. So she was on TV all day yesterday, and she was talking about how he has a story to tell. You know, they're exploiting the heck out of this. Yeah. She said, quote, "I think everyone goes through things in life, and I think the story and what Bruce is going through, I think he'll share whenever the time is right."
The next
season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, right. House of Cards Marathon, the new season on Sunday opposite the Super Bowl. If you want to start watching House of Cards and understand the Super Bowl game, help yourself to that. Time Warner Cable revenue up 4%, Jennifer. Boo!
Oh, good for them.
51 after on Good Day. Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Dogs doing the conga line now?
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting to watch the big one and the little one.
All that noise. What's happening here?
You and a Chihuahua and a German Shepherd. Is that correct?
No, I lost my Shepherd about 3 months ago.
That's sorry.
The Chihuahua terrorist mix now.
Warren Eckstein is here. The animal friends of the world that is friends. Animals have friends. It's one of the things I want to talk to Warren about today. Do dogs have other dogs they're friendly with? Cats have other cats they're friendly with.
And thank you for bringing this up, because if Warren just lost a pet, I worry about my two dogs who are just puppies, but they are sisters and so close to each other. And one I know will be around years longer than the other one, and that worries me.
All right, we'll find out how your pets can find friends in a matter of moments here, other pet friends here on Good Day.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, here to solve problems that you have, and that really is, I think, one of the missions of this program. Warren Eckstein, who has a wonderful website, petshow.com, and a wonderful radio program that airs every weekend around the country. How do you know that your pet either wants or needs a friend, another pet?
Well, first of all, let me just say this right off the bat. I don't mean to be chauvinistic, okay? But there are times that men need to speak to men. There are times that women need to speak to women. And there are times that your schnauzer needs to speak to another schnauzer. It's just that simple. Can you imagine that if you were surrounded by just animals that didn't speak your language, didn't play the same way you did, how frustrating it could eventually be? So it's real important for dogs and cats, for that matter, to establish friendships with their own species from time to time.
And how do they do that?
Well, you know, one of the things, I got asked this question the other day. Someone said to me, Warren, I took my dog to the doggy park, and the first thing he did was sniff the butt of another dog. And I explained to them that that's like surfing the web for your dog. That's like Google. And basically,
let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning now.
But the information the dog needs is all there. Just like when you shake a man's hand, is it a good hard shake? Is it a soft shake? Mm-hmm. All the information the dog needs. And sometimes the relationship between dogs is friendly. It looks like an adversary relationship, but it's definitely a friendly relationship. So gradual exposure, always introduce your pet to a new dog he's going to meet on neutral territory, and eventually they'll be friends. And
so let's look at the other side of this, Warren. You just had one of your dogs pass away.
Yeah.
How does the other dog deal with that? And I'm worried about this with my two pugs, who are sisters and very, very close, one day having to deal with that. What do you do there?
That's a great question, Rich, because so many people just assume that the only things in life that can grieve are human beings. Dogs and other animals grieve the same way we grieve. So one of the best ways to deal with grieving is what we call in the field of psychology, distraction therapy. It's normal to grieve. It's healthy for the dog to grieve. But when you do lose one of your dogs, and I just did this with Cisco for the last few months, is I distracted him. If I took him for a walk around the right side of the block, I'd go to the left. I took him to a special park. I took him to the beach. I threw a party for him, had some people come over. So you have to let them grieve and get through it, but you have to distract them a little bit, because if you don't, just like with people, they can get into a severe depression.
And timeline? I mean,
it varies dog to dog, just like person to person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a video of the day, just changed the subject a little bit. If you haven't seen it, it's a good smile stop. A chihuahua dressed in a Superman outfit walking toward the camera on a treadmill. Pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, check it out at DougSteffen.com. Check out WarrenEckstein.com as well. Thanks, Warren. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.